This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We saw in recent visits how God uses many individuals in preparing people to respond to the presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stephen was mightily used to impact Saul's life. When Jesus knew he was ready, he confronted him on the road to Damascus. But then he used another Christian to crystallize his conversion. This Christian, Ananias, was a reluctant witness. Acts 9:10-19 tells the story. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. In a vision, he has seen a man named Ananias come and place his hands on him to restore his sight." Ananias had heard about this religious terrorist and that he was on his way to Damascus to persecute the church there. He tried informing the Lord about the unreasonableness of the request he was making in the vision. But the Lord said to Ananias, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord, Jesus who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes and he could see again. He got up and was baptized. Stephen never saw the fruit of his witness. Ananias saw it instantaneously.